In your body you have an organ called the thymus gland. It's kept you alive for years. Could you put your hand near it to show where it is? You have 4 seconds.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 7, 2.
How did you go? Well, this week, the Australian who discovered the function of the thymus gland, Dr. Jacques Miller, receives the Japan Prize, up there with the Nobel Prize. And in this science show, we celebrate his tremendous achievement. Congratulations on receiving the Japan Prize, as you will. Were you surprised by the announcement?
Yes, I was extremely surprised. I even told the person who rang me, "Do you mean to say I have to nominate for the Japan Prize?" Oh, she said, "No, no, no, you are getting the Japan Prize for this year."
And what about T cells? You know, I asked someone the other day, two people who work in the ABC, could you point to your thymus gland and tell me what it does? And they looked at me as if I was mad. People often do, mind you, but they had no idea. Are you surprised that people don't generally know what the thymus gland does?
No, I'm not surprised, because I've done exactly the same thing with quite a number of people. I say, "Do you know where the thymus is?" And they have no idea. "And do you know if it's important?" They have no idea. Well, it's a crucially important organ, because without the thymus, you would not be alive.
And if you took my thymus out now, how long would it take me to drop dead?
No, it wouldn't make any difference. I don't think taking the thymus out of an adult person, especially one that is elderly, would do anything at all. Because the thymus has put out lymphocytes which circulate in the blood and are very long-lived.
So they circulate in your body for a long time?
For a very long time, and they're ready to fight off any infection when it comes in. Of course, if there's a completely new organism, then you may have trouble.
Now, Sir Gustav Nossel has said that your work and the work on T cells, those cells that come from the thymus gland, has influenced most of the work on immunology that's gone on in Australia for decades. Do you think it's exaggerating?
Well, I can say that T cells are influencing most of immunology and also medicine. It covers vast areas of medicine, ranging from a lot of things like inflammation, infection, epidemiology, allergy, pregnancy, tissue repair, autoimmunity, cancer, and many other conditions. So T cells are at the basis of all these things. So it's very, very important to know what T cells do, how to manipulate them, as we do now in cancer, and we will get much more disease conditions that are cured by T cells eventually.
Jacques Miller on his way to Japan. To give you an idea of the scale of his achievement, here's Gail Jennings with a science show report we brought you way back in 1990.
Did you know you have a bunch of white tissue stuck at the base of your throat? Do you know what it does? Well, neither did anyone else in the 1950s. It was rumoured to be where the soul resided, or more pragmatically, to stop your heart from jumping into your neck. But one brilliant man, born in Nice of French parents and raised in China and Australia, worked it out. He demonstrated that without this bunch of tissue, you'd die of massive infection. In doing so, the shy and self-effacing Dr. Jacques Miller revealed to the world for the first time the role of the thymus gland as the source of one of the two major players of the immune system, T cells. And he went on to discover how T cells regulate the other major players in the immune system, B cells. Dr. Ken Shortman, a T cell researcher of international repute, also at the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute, tells of Jacques Miller's contribution to immunology.
Well, his main contribution, I suppose, is being the first person to find out what the thymus actually did. We had a quite substantial organ in the body, no known function beyond perhaps the seat of the soul was the best bet before Jacques Miller came along.
Jacques Miller actually came along in 1931 in a slightly unusual fashion.
I was born in France, in Nice. We lived in China for quite a long time, and in between we lived in Switzerland. And we left China in 1941 because of the Second World War. The most striking memory of my childhood is when we left China by boat and everything had to be blacked out, and we as children didn't realize the danger we saw as great fun to be in the dark.
I remember that very well, and my parents were very frightened, of course, that we could be torpedoed, but we didn't realise the dangers of that.
The young Jacques Miller was more interested in the arts than in science.
I really loved music, madly in love with music, but unfortunately I didn't play very well, but I listened to a lot of classical music.
And where did your interest in art come?
Because my father was president of the Shanghai Art Club, and he had a lot of paintings. He was an amateur, of course, not a real painter.
Jacques Miller was to become an accomplished amateur artist himself, but not for another four decades. Academic pursuits were to be his forte.
Well, it's funny because until the age of nine, I never went to school because we were in China, in Switzerland, etc. So we had teachers at home. And apparently I wasn't very good. I was too interested in playing. And anyway, when we came to Australia, at the age of nine, it was the first time I had to go to school in my life. And I went to school in Sydney. My parents spoke French, and we spoke French at home, and we had teachers that spoke French. When we came to Australia, my sister and I did not speak a word of English, so the first year in school was terrible. But then we mastered the language, and we did quite well, as a matter of fact.
In fact, he did brilliantly, according to Professor Sir Gustav Nossel, whose early life, quite coincidentally, paralleled Miller's.
We met as little schoolboys in primary school. I guess we were probably aged 9 or 10. We're the same age, but Jacques happened by chance to be 1 year behind me in school. So we both ended up, if I can be bold enough to say so, as ducks as St. Aloysius College, me in 1947 and he in 1948. We went right through medical school together, he always 1 year behind. We even did our Bachelor of Medical Science in the same department, and then we graduated and we went to the same hospital. And we happened to be top of our year in medicine again, Nossel in 54 and Miller in 55.
With a humility he's carried his whole life, the young Jacques Miller studied medicine because he didn't think he'd be good enough to make it as a researcher in physics. He went into medical research because he thought being a GP would be too boring and that he'd never make it as an honorary in a hospital. So in 1959, he applied for a research fellowship.
I was very lucky I got the fellowship, and that took me to London to do a PhD. During my PhD, again, I was very lucky because I was studying mass leukemia. And in those days, two things were important in mass leukemia. First of all, the thymus was involved, the gland above the heart. That was involved in the process by which normal cells become malignant. And the second thing was that a virus had just been discovered in the United States that caused leukemia in mice if injected into newborn mice. And I thought the reason why the thymus was involved was probably because the virus had to multiply in young thymus tissue. So if you took out the thymus before you injected the virus, then you might find out if the virus had multiplied or not. And that's exactly what I did. Since the virus had to be given at birth, I had to take out the thymus before giving the virus, and therefore I had to take the thymus at birth and then inject the virus and see what happened. I had no idea that the thymus would be so important in the development of the immune system at that stage.
And neither did anyone else.
Jim Garnes in London had just discovered that the small lymphocyte, which is one of the white blood cells which circulates around the body, was the cell which is responsible for defending the body against foreign invaders. Before his time, people did not know what the function of a small lymphocyte was. But the lymphocytes in the thymus were put aside because they never produced any immune response when made to do so. Like small lymphocytes in lymph nodes, they produce a beautiful immune response. But the lymphocytes in the thymus were totally inert. So people saw the thymus as nothing to do with immunity.
But Miller's PhD work was to prove this wrong.
When the thymus was removed from newborn mice, I found out that these mice were susceptible to all sorts of infections, whether they had been inoculated with virus or not. And that was very strange. So being trained as a pathologist, I of course examined their tissues and found that they had very few small lymphocytes left. And Garnes, having just discovered the function of a small lymphocyte, I said, well, of course, the thymus must be the source of small lymphocytes. Oh, I felt elated. I mean, I said it was just incredible that mice without a thymus could not respond to infection and could not reject skin graft. I said it would have great implications for grafting if we could find out how to suppress certain types of T cells that reacted against grafts. We could graft organs. And I mean, many people are working on this now to try and switch off T cells so that grafted organs will stay.
After this finding, Jacques Miller was hot property. In 1966, Gus Nossal, as the brand new director of the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute, lost no time in luring him back to Australia.
I had no doubt as to what my first action as director of the Hall Institute should be, to send a telegram to Dr. Jacques Miller in London saying, would you like to come and be a unit head at the Hall Institute? The discoveries that Jacques Miller had made on the function of the thymus not only were the most noteworthy discoveries in immunology during my working life, but also jibed tremendously well with the ongoing work of the Hall Institute, the work that I was involved in, that Alex Schenberg and Noel Warner were involved in, and of course with that of Professor Metcalf.
The Miller and Mitchell discovery of the role of T-cells and B-cells and their intimate connection set the scene for the next 24 years of research in immunology, where feedback, communication and complexity were to become the name of the game. Dr. Miller's been awarded the Order of Australia and just about every major international scientific prize in the book, just about all the prizes, that is, except the Nobel Prize. Gus Nossal again.
I doubt whether there is any person living who has made a greater contribution to immunology, but there are a couple of people overseas who have said to me they are truly shocked that Miller has not yet received a Nobel Prize.
Particularly since many believe it was Jacques Miller's work that's laid the foundations for what's really happening in immunology today, manipulating the immune system to get vaccines specific enough to protect us from, for example, malaria or AIDS.
About the ceremony, have they told you what's going to happen?
They said there would be a banquet and the Emperor and Empress of Japan would be hosting it, and the people who get the prize have to make a 3-minute speech.
Tell me, Jacques Miller, do you still go to the bench? Do you still do work?
I don't do work with my hands, but I do go to the Institute once a week, sometimes twice a week. It depends what's going on, because I like to discuss latest advances and I like to hear what young people say.
And what do you think of what young people say?
They're very, very well with it. And I mean, they work very hard and immunology is becoming so complicated. I really think they're doing an extremely good job.
Finally, what do you think about science in Australia in 2018?
I think Australia has a very high international standing in Australia, and I hope it keeps this international standing. But I think the government has to realise that because Australia should keep its international standing, there should be more funding for science.
Much more?
Yes.
Dr. Jacques Miller, at 87, fit, feisty and fun, getting the Japan Prize this week. And before him, Gail Jennings with an earlier Science Show feature.